Hello, everybody. Today we want to share with you what God has put on our hearts.
My journey with Christ started as a kid and Inas as a teenager. At the time of our commitment to Christ, he called us, each of us, to serve him in Africa one day.
So after school, we started to prepare ourselves professionally, Wolfgang with a technical training and Bible college, and I went to medical school. At that time, we also fell in love, but only told each other 4 years later.
But that is another story.
Okay.
Our first encounter with WI was at a prayer day in the German headquarters, and we fell in love with our company that day. The warm welcome and the specific and caring prayer thrilled us so much that we wanted to be part of this international family.
1994, we finally left for Africa. In the Gambia. Language study and culture studies, twins, moving houses, plus several other surprises, and with 4 kids all together, our ministry life didn't really look like what we had planned and prepared for, at least not as a Bible school teacher or a medical doctor.
But God had other opportunities for us, both in the rural area and also later in official roles in the capital. And he used our family life with local people and those from the church. After 15 years, God called us back to Germany to care for our parents.
Over the last 12 years in the German headquarters, we really enjoyed seeing God at work with the young generation and also with our experienced workers.
The picture of WI functioning as a flotilla inspired us for our ministry. We see the need for flexibility and freedom, and we want to respond to current trends by the Holy Spirit moving us in the same direction.
2023 will be a transition year for us, with handover of our current roles and sabbatical, and already starting with some aspects of our new role.
We pray for good timing and God's provision, when to move to Chiang Mai, and for his solutions to care for our parents, especially Ina's mom.
We have to admit that this new role as DIDs and some of the obstacles involved have scared us. But the Lord also has encouraged us during Intercon and through our ILT focus time. He made clear that he is the one who has called us together for this journey and that he is with us in the boat.
We pray that this will be your experience, personally and in your teams, and throughout our international fellowship in this new year, 2023.
Bye-bye.